is Welcome to the Afternoon. It is Wellness Wednesday here at SEN, and so we're going to dive right into that. That's right, you heard a little bit earlier. Wellness slash Fantasy Wednesday. I do think they are closely related, so let's see how we go with that today. And please, please just be very careful. You know, if you send anything in to me, Paul Huskisson, that is inappropriate, then it won't make it to air. It will give us a little laugh, though, but thank you for that. G'day, afternooners. Thanks for tuning in. However you were listening, SEN welcomes you to our very broad house of worship. And remember, if you are looking to buy Bitcoin, do it. You've got to choose independentreserve.com. A big hello to SENQ 693 AM, SEN Gold Coast 1620 AM, SEN Sydney 1170 AM. Download the SEN app. That's what we want. Big show today. In fact, I'll go a little further. I'll say it's a massive program that we have coming up. Adrian Prezenko, the Chief Rugby League Reporter for the Sydney Morning Herald, will find out what's trending with our man, Coach K. We get to dive into the text line, thanks to SBS Fence. Brad Drew. Now, he's got plenty of dogs in this fight. He's got the Panthers, of course, but the big one on Friday, the Eels and the Raiders. So the former Eel, 2001 Grand Final, the former Raider. We'll talk to him about that big game. Afternoon's Amplified and a score update with Coach K. Then we've got Tristan Merlihan. He is the number one seed up there at Top Sport. We've got the 12 o'clock, the 1 o'clock and the 2 o'clock flock. Already people ringing to have their say. Your chance to win $100 cash. All thanks to Top Sport. Jared Condon from Reading the Play will tell you exactly how to invest that $100. We'll have the sounds of the game. It's there. Sounds of the game. And then we dive into the text line again for sbsfence.com.au. And a big thank you to all those people who got involved with the program yesterday. Unfortunately, we couldn't get to all of those text messages, but it's fantastic. We love it. They're all read. Don't worry about that. And we take on board a lot of the great ideas that come through from all the listeners. So let's get stuck into it. Jai Arrow, Cameron Murray have lifted the lid on what it was that made Latrell Mitchell so emotional. Yeah, it was. I saw it on social media. It was great vision, wasn't it? Brad Fittler about to talk to Latrell Mitchell, and you know the crowd was overwhelmed and overwhelming for Latrell, and just had to pull away a couple of times. And Freddie played his part too and pulled the microphone back and then went in again and then had to go back again. And remember, there's history there between those two. It was a great moment. Of course, he is the most charismatic player in the game, and you have heard me say that now for 18 months. He is literally a $1.5 million smile that he has, not a $2 million smile, a $1.5 million smile that he has. And, of course, he's been at the heart of milking or not milking or lying down or not lying down or stopping play, whatever you want to say. Basically, you're saying, can someone else get involved in this game, i.e. the bunker or the referee, because I've been hit high. I know it doesn't hurt me, but I'm going to get a penalty, and that's to the great benefit of my team. Basically, in a nutshell, that's what they're saying. Let's have a listen to Jai Arrow talking about milking penalties.
No one goes out there as a player to milk a penalty.
He claimed he was hit in the head, so he was sort of saying that it was he was trying to get himself to make sure he's all good.
Yeah, exactly. As a player, you make sure your health's right first, and you know, because once you stumble and you get up, you basically it's classed as a category one, and you can't come back on.
Oh, it's a little bit of a rewriting of history there, isn't it? Stumble? No. Was there a chance Latrell was going to stumble? No. So we just put the, anyway, we know what it is, call it whatever you like. It is gamesmanship of the highest order. It's having a real impact on the rugby league. And we've heard from Graham Annesley and everyone and anyone about what it is that they can do to stop it. We'll have to wait and see. Just interestingly, Ashley Klein's been given the game on Friday. So he's back. He's got the game, but he hasn't got the Rabbitohs. That game goes to Grant Atkins. So interesting. The switch there, I thought Jared Sutton did a very good job on Friday night in the Eels versus the Panthers game. I suppose it's so wide, that scoreline, that referee decisions don't come into it, but with a clear winner like the Panthers were. But very interesting. Now, just to let you in on a little secret, pull back the curtain on our production meetings here with myself and Coach K, the first four stories that he fed me today all involved the South Sydney Rabbitohs. So it's a heavy bias, I would describe that, as going on. I did want to say on the news that Jason Demetrio is set to sign an extension. So he had 22-23, and then there was a trigger in the contract for 24. Well, whatever the trigger was, surely the semi-finals was it, or maybe second week of the semi-finals. But anyway, he's been able to trigger that, and they're looking at 25 as well. That's according to Dave Riccio, who revealed that last night. I thought about it but didn't mention it at the time and wish I did. If we had a look at the turnaround in performances from the South Sydney Rabbitohs in round 25 to the first week of the finals, and that was under Wayne Bennett, the great Wayne Bennett, up against Trent Robinson, we would be lauding the master coach Wayne Bennett. But instead, it's first-year coach Jason Demetrio. So credit where credit is due, because that was an incredible coaching performance that he put together to be able to turn around the fortunes of that team. And I know there was lots of different reasons that they were up and Roosters were down, but I thought the involvement of the coach, if you've got to give him a tough time when things aren't going well, you've got to acknowledge when they do something right. So well done to you, Jason Demetrio. I thought it was interesting via the Sydney Morning Herald. We can ask Adrian Prezenko about this a little more, that advice from high-flying lawyer Nick Gabar said that the Rabbitohs were only a 50-50 chance for Tom Burgess to get that grade two careless high tackle downgraded so that he would be able to play this week. Gee, I'd take those odds. They're better odds than I anticipated. South Sydney are confident of getting through to the grand final then, because otherwise I would have thought, no, we need him now. If we're going to beat the Sharks and then we're going to beat whoever else it is that we play after that, and I'll just check my notes on that one. They will play the Panthers. Then you need Tom Burgess in your side. So I thought that one a little strange. Get your thoughts on that, South Sydney supporters. And on Wellness Wednesday, a story in the Daily Telegraph on South Sydney's last premiership winning captain, John Sutton, revealed that he entered a rehabilitation clinic this year for alcohol abuse and depression. So every day that I stay sober is a good day. He said, remember, he went straight from the playing to a training and coaching role at the club. He's their blue shirt, is what he does on game day. But this comes via the Unfiltered podcast with Andy Raymond. But very interesting that Sutton says this. And basically, he didn't lay the blame at the NRL, but he certainly said that the things the NRL could do better, the things that they could do better, especially for those players who are transitioning out of playing into whatever the next phase of their life is. Now, this is another interesting one via the Sydney Morning Herald. Rugby league player agents want $2.5 million of that bonus payment. It's called an outperformance payment, $38.5 million. We talked about this a little bit earlier this year. Well, the Rugby League Players Association said, well, hang on, we want 6.5% of that, which equates to about $2.5 million. So the RLPA has said, our view is that the outperformance payments do not form part of the playing fees received by players under the standard NRL player contract. So the player agents think the other way. Now, you know how positive and how skewed toward the player I am. I actually think the player agents have a very good point here. You know, they are getting there. Call them whatever you like. It's because you didn't get them last time. And those monies from last time were negotiated by the player agent. Now, you can have an issue with your player agent, and that's on an individual basis. But from this one, I'm going to side with the player agents for this one. And the RLPA and the NRL have said, well, the NRL said, look, you can sort it out on a case-by-case basis. You can sort it out, the player with their agent. Who's going to win that negotiation? The player agents who are deeply skilled in negotiating, or the player? I think maybe more needs to be done there, but I think the rugby league player agents are well within their rights to ask for a portion of that money. Speaking of monies, Caitlin Moran, it was announced just after we went off air yesterday, the NRLW star, played well last game too for the Newcastle Knights. She's been fined 25% of her salary of this season and suspended for one game. The entirety of the fine is suspended as long as she fulfills a number of conditions. She's got 5 days to respond to it. So I think it was best summed up by her coach, Ronnie Griffiths, who is a proud Gomorrah man. And he said the relationship between Indigenous people and the monarchy is a complicated one. And I think that says everything. So did Caitlin do the wrong thing? Undoubtedly. Should she learn from her mistake? Of course she will. But to be so strong with that, I know the suspended fine, but, you know, they're probably getting paid two parts of nothing. And to miss a game, I think, is a little harsh. I'd love to get your thoughts on it. 1300 01 1170. Away from rugby league, Davey Warner. His name keeps popping up for the captaincy of the 50-over World Cup. So white ball cricket, we know Aaron Finch has stepped away. This is Davey at the launch of Fox Sports cricket coverage yesterday.
Yeah, look, obviously the man next to me is the key. He's a test captain. I'm sure he gets the first opportunity. But look, as I've said previous times, you know, any opportunity you get asked to captain or whatnot, it's a privilege. And yeah, for my circumstances, that's in Cricket Australia's hands, and I can only concentrate on what I have to do, and that's, you know, using the bat and trying to score as many runs as I can.
Oh, okay. So here's the other thing that David said as that. He also claimed that his strong stance in cricket's infamous pay war, which was the year before Sandpapergate, was the reason he copped a lifetime leadership ban. So this is interesting. Now, pretty much all of Cricket Australia's board has changed since that point. But for Dave to be, my recommendation to Dave is when you walk in for that meeting with Nick Hockley, whenever that happens to be, and they're going to talk about being the leader of Australia in a World Cup, which I think you're absolutely up to, totally entitled to do, in my opinion, take someone else with you. Take someone who might just calm you down if you want to get a little bit fired up about the way things played out. Just my thoughts on that. And you might be able to tell me, do you think David Warner should be captain of the Australian one-day side at the next Cricket World Cup? And just before we go to our break, state governments are putting taxpayers' money on the table. They're trying to attract the controversial Saudi-backed LIV Golf League. So this is obviously Greg Norman speaking to it. Would you be happy for it to be in New South Wales? We've got 14-event global tour. Do you want it in Queensland? You've got some Queenslanders there. Cam Smith's there. Now, apparently Cam's got to attract Adam Scott, there's another Queenslander. Mark Leishman's his good mate. Apparently all the golf courses are open to it except Royal Sydney. But they're talking about the franchise model with LIV Golf. I love it. Now, I'm not saying I love LIV Golf. I love the franchise model. It's overtaking cricket. We know that. A little bit of Formula One about it as well, where you'll be able to have these different tournaments, 14, around the globe, different time zones, whatever market is most attractive to you. I think it's on its way towards success. It is a genuine contender to the PGA, I would have thought. The PGA, of course, Sue Greg Norman, I don't even pay any attention to that, to be honest with you. That was his last thoughts on the PGA. But get your thoughts on that one as well. Always been a topic of conversation here in the afternoons on the SEN Network. 1300 01 1170. $100 thanks to Top Sport up for grabs. 0457 736 736. Wellness/Fantasy Wednesday. Remember my fantasy, 2-2 in the Ashes. I take a match winning 7 for 46, bowling genuine outswing on day 4 of the Sydney Test match. Take my time to lead the team song, Beneath the Southern Cross I Stand. Extra day to enjoy the celebrations and then get ready for my BBL and IPL seasons that are upcoming. 7 for 46 to go with my 4-for in the first innings. 11 for the match. Man of the match, man of the series. You know where I'm going. You're getting a little carried away. But let us know. Keep them within reason. Your sporting fantasy on this Wellness/Fantasy Wednesday. All right, we've got to get to a break. After the break, we are back with Adrian Prezenko. Stick around. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.